This second lecture covers the concepts of clinical workflow. The topics covered in this second lecture include important characteristics of the clinical setting and clinical workflow, common healthcare processes, in summary, what a process analysis and redesign specialist does. To reiterate, the role of the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist is one of 12 roles defined by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT as critical to achieving meaningful use of health information technology and electronic health records. You have your handout with a description of the unexpected background and competencies for this role. The mission of this role is to support the IOM's aims defined in Crossing the Quality Chasm. As mentioned earlier in the lecture, they are: care should be safe, as safe for patients in their healthcare facilities as in their home. The science and evidence behind healthcare should be applied and served as the standard in the delivery of care. Care and service should be cost-effective, and waste should be removed from the system. Patients should experience no wait or delays in receiving service. The system of care should revolve around the patient, respect the patient preferences, and put the patient in control. Unequal treatment should be a fact of the past. Disparities in care should be eradicated. Again, increasing the quality of care is our goal. Implementing technology is a way to achieve this goal. A workflow is a process. It includes activities, entities, which are people or things that take part in the activities, and criteria that specify the order of the steps. Workflow also includes information about how the activities are accomplished. For example, who completes the task that comprise an activity? What is the order of the steps? Are some tasks higher priority than others? What criteria do people or computers use to determine order and priority of task? Where are the tasks performed, and what is the information needed? Workflow includes clinical care activities. Activities in clinical care include assessment, diagnostic testing, diagnosis, treatment, monitoring, education, and documentation. Consultation and referrals or administrative activities are also necessary. Administrative activities that are necessary for care include scheduling, transportation, documentation, billing, food service, laundry, and maintaining an inventory of supplies. Single activities, sometimes called tasks or steps, are grouped together as grouped activities into processes. Some examples of activities grouped into small processes include patient admission, a surgery, collecting lab specimens. The point is that steps in a process can be thought of in groups of smaller steps or as individual steps. The detail level at which one thinks about clinical workflow depends on the detail level that is needed. For example, a professor teaching a new procedure to a resident will describe each single step. However, the medical assistant scheduling the procedure for a patient will think of the procedure as one step, the procedure. There are several roles that are common to many healthcare practices. These include providers, Providers can be physicians, physician's assistants, nurse practitioners, and nurses. Other providers include phlebotomists, medical assistants, billing coordinators, and receptionists. While the providers are licensed professionals, they can overlap in their roles. For example, the nurse may weigh the patient and take vital signs and a patient history, or these tasks may be performed by a medical assistant. Patient education may be provided by any or all of the providers. Any of the providers or a phlebotomist may draw blood for lab tests. Thus, when analyzing workflow, the role that performs a task must be clear. Clinics that perform outpatient procedures and hospitals tend to have more complex processes that involve even more roles. Where tasks are performed can be important. The physical layout of a clinic can impact the workflow. For example, can the patients be weighed on the way to the exam room, or must they go past the exam room, get weighed, and then come back? If patients must walk the hallway, do they pass other patients, or do they pass procedure rooms? Do patients have to walk past exam rooms or back through the waiting room to leave the clinic? Another consideration, are printers and copiers located conveniently for the clinic staff who need them? While changes in the physical layout of a clinic may not be feasible as part of process redesign, layout and its impact on physical workflow must be taken into account. Healthcare is an information-intensive endeavor, and information needs are an important part of the workflow. For example, providers are required to reconcile the information they have about medications a patient is taking. This requires that the patient know what medications they take, and that the provider can both access their records of medication as well as be able to update that list. Could this process be improved by providing the patient information before their visit, such as a blank form or a form with the medications that the doctor already has on record? When working in a clinical setting, it is important to remember three things. Physicians and physician extenders are ultimately ethically, morally, and legally responsible for everything that happens to a patient. Physicians have taken an oath to, above all, do no harm. Patient care involves teams of people. And patterns of fundamental clinical routine are the product of years and decades of evolution. This evolution involves complex interactions between members of the healthcare team, technology, information, external forces, and organizational factors. Sometimes the result of this evolution is a process that operates optimally. Other times, processes are a relic of compromises and constraints that are no longer important. Only careful analysis can differentiate the two. Healthcare is complex. Medical workflows vary from practice to practice and involve multiple people and organizations. Thus, there are many opportunities for delays and variability. The medical workflows must take patient preference into account. The workflows will have many interruptions, many options and exceptions, and many overlapping roles and responsibilities. And above all, the workflow will involve humans and organizations. Because of the need to contain cost, healthcare today is subject to considerable time and resource pressures. This slide provides a link to a short video about the complexity in healthcare today. Pause the slides now and watch the video. They are 1 and 2 minutes in length. There are many factors that differentiate healthcare from other industries. One looms larger than all the rest. Healthcare is about life and death. Care, including preventative care, directly impacts an individual's health and wellness. Many decisions and actions taken in the course of healthcare involve intervening with someone's body or mind. Things that impact the care process directly impact patients. Problems, errors, and delays are not just aggravating, inefficient, or even infuriating. Problems, errors, and delays can kill people. To participate in improving processes in the clinical setting, we must first understand them. You will pause the slides and view 3 videos. As you watch the videos, make a list of the processes that the doctor in the video mentions. Each of these are common processes in primary care. Restart the slides after you view the videos. Pause the slides and watch the videos now. Common processes in physician practice include appointment scheduling, new patient intake, existing patient intake, exam and patient assessment, ordering labs, receiving and communicating the results, prescriptions, referrals out and in, diagnostic testing, and billing. The path and steps by which these processes occur is called clinical workflow. In the next slide, we will pick an example process and talk through the workflow. A separate unit covers common clinical processes in greater detail. The information here is simply an introduction to make the concept of a clinical process more concrete by example. Your course materials include a written scenario about ordering lab tests. Read the scenario. As you read it, write down or highlight the following things: activities or steps in the process and their order, roles or people that take part in the process, where the steps are performed, choices or decisions, and information needs. After you do this, restart the slides and we will talk through the results. Pause the slides now. We will go over the list of activities first. The patient arrives and is checked in. The patient pays a copay. The patient is called back to an exam room. The nurse asks the reason for the visit and then takes the vital signs. Next, locates the electronic chart and confirms current medication. The patient removes shoes and socks, maybe. The doctor examines the patient and the doctor makes a working diagnosis. To continue, the doctor describes treatment options and requirements. The patient chooses a course of action. The doctor orders lab tests. The nurse obtains the lab supplies and completes the lab requisition form. The nurse should label the tubes, draw the blood, and immediately centrifuge and refrigerate the samples. The nurse provides patient education. Then a courier picks up the tubes and takes them to the lab. You may have left some of these steps off. For example, the activity of patient arrives or making a copay may not be germane to ordering lab test. Some people might not include activities that are not relevant to the process of interest, and that is okay. And it is often necessary in order to focus your attention on the main activities. If you miss some activities, read back through the scenario. The locations include the reception area, the exam room, and the phlebotomy room. And the roles here include the patient, the receptionist, the nurse, the doctor, and the courier. Choices and decisions for this scenario include the doctor making a working diagnosis, the patient preparation for the doctor, that is, the nurse decides what clothing needs to be removed based on the chief complaint. The third decision is which treatment option. This is a patient decision. Next, there is a decision to determine which tests are required based on clinical guidelines. Then, there is a decision made as to what test or treatments to order and when. The doctor should do this also based on clinical guidelines. Like activities, you may elect to include or exclude some decisions. For example, if you are interested in physical process steps, you may exclude mental decisions that do not impact the physical actions. Or if you are only interested in how information flows, you might exclude physical steps that do not impact information and decisions. The information needs in the scenario include a copay amount, existing medications for medication reconciliation, treatment options for working diagnosis, required test or follow-up for treatment options, patient and provider identifiers for lab test requisitions. This concludes this exercise with the lab test ordering scenario. If you missed any items, go back through the scenario and make sure you understand why. The ability to identify activities, roles, locations, decisions, and information needs is critical to process analysis. This skill must be mastered prior to the next unit. Your instructor may provide additional scenarios and practice exercises with them so that you can practice analyzing clinical scenarios in this way. Most people are not accustomed to thinking of what they do every day in terms of workflow. That is why we need people trained as process analysts to facilitate this process and to help practices accurately describe and analyze their processes. Several terms used in healthcare that may be confused with workflow or process analysis are regimented care, clinical pathways, clinical guidelines, and accreditation and audit. On your own, please look up each of these terms and think about the similarities and differences with process analysis. Workflow changes in the clinical setting must first do no harm, and secondly, must improve the processes. This can be done by increasing efficiency, decreasing delays, errors, and cost, increasing quality and safety, improving the work environment for all, improving the ability to care for patients, and thus creating a better overall patient experience. In summary, the purpose of clinical process redesign is to improve the safety, efficiency, and overall quality of healthcare. Meaningful use of health information technology can help do this. The workflow analysis and redesign specialist role helps practices improve the safety, efficiency, and overall quality of care by leveraging health IT. The workflow analysis and redesign specialist documents context and process so it can be analyzed, analyzes these processes, recommends redesign options, including opportunities to leverage health IT, works with the practices to implement redesign processes, and evaluates, adjusts, and maintains the changes. Specialists may do these things themselves or they may teach groups of practices and facilitate groups to do the analysis and redesign themselves. These references are provided for your use and support with this unit.